All right, KX93.5, we are Laguna's only FM. The morning show brought to you by LagunaBeach.com, the worldwide brand for Laguna Beach. I'm Tyler Russell, and we have in studio a veteran to the KX93.5 morning show. Good morning, Jimmy Nash. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, you've been here before. You were wearing a Santa hat last time you were here.
Yes, it was Christmas time.
It's about that time to kind of re-loop the artists that have been on the morning show, and it's perfect for you because you've got some new stuff to talk about.
Yes, every 6 months, whether we need it or not, we'll be back down.
Okay, good. I don't know if you heard me mention, I was supposed to have a porn star on this morning. Her name's Tasha Rain.
Okay.
Yeah, so you are the next best thing.
Well, I'm not sure how to take that, but I think that I think that's good.
It is good.
Okay.
So Jimmy has a guitar. He's going to play a song in a few minutes here. You came through last time because you had some material to promote, and you were touring, and you had your all West Coast stuff going on. Mm-hmm. But now we have this EP that just came out last week.
Yeah, just June 4th. That's what I'm here for. And we're finishing up my second full album. So we thought, let's put something out for the summer. There's three songs off of the new album, all kind of acoustic, fun summer songs.
Very cool.
So
it works for your transition to California. Yes. We're talking about you lived in Houston, and you kind of did the Nashville scene for a while, and you moved to California and grew your hair out.
Yeah, that's what everybody back home, they're like, oh, you're going all California. Yeah.
Do you feel like you are, or is that just a coincidence?
It just worked for me. It was just nice to break out of the norm a little bit. And it's not like I'm going crazy. It's not like I got sleeves of tattoos or anything.
There's a slight southern twang in your voice.
Yeah, that'll probably always be there. It's more when I go home, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I come back and...
I've lived out here my whole life, but my relatives are from Arkansas.
Oh, yes.
And I mean, that is like a deep southern accent. And when I go there, I'm the same way. I accidentally end up talking, you know, collard greens all weekend.
Well, it's easy because you just slowly let your voice relax back into the, well, that's more Georgia, but.
I don't know what that was, but I liked it. Jimmy Nash is in studio. He's a singer-songwriter. You're playing Nashville coming up. Nothing over here near us, right?
Not yet. We'll schedule some things probably for the fall as we start to release the full album later this year.
Okay, cool. Again, the EP is called That's What I'm Here For. You can go to jimmynash.com. Facebook, Jimmy Nash. Twitter, Jimmy Nash.
Yeah, it's
all of the above.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Do you want to play a song?
I would love to.
Okay. Is this the title track indeed?
Yeah, this is That's What I'm Here For.
Okay. So again, this is live on KX93.5. His name is Jimmy Nash. We hope you enjoy this.
Beyond any reason to think that you would fall for me, but that's never stopped love before. It took me a while for me to become the man you need, but you waited patiently at my door. Oh, your kisses are a fantasy. Oh, luckily I do believe in make-believe. Oh, you've made it all reality. Oh, so when you need someone to take you and hold you and tell you you're beautiful every morning and give you all the love that you need and more, that's what I'm here for. You could have had anyone that you wanted, but you wanted me. And for that I'm eternally grateful. Now I've made it my mission to make you feel absolutely more love than you thought was possible. Oh, every day I wanna make sure that you know I wouldn't wanna live a day without you. No, now everything I am is all about you. Oh, so need someone to take you and hold you until you're beautiful every morning and give you all the love that you need and more. That's what I'm here for. Whatever you ever need, baby, just look to me, 'cause you can't ask too much. You know there's nothing that my love wouldn't do for you. Yes, we both believe in make-believe. Oh, we've made our own reality. Oh, so when you need someone to take you and hold you and tell you you're beautiful every morning and use every minute I can to adore you and give you all the love that you need and more, that's what I'm here for. Just look to me when you need someone to give you all the love that you need and more. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Nice job, dude.
Thank you.
So good. That was the radio debut, as far as we know, of That's What I'm Here For by Jimmy Nash on KX93.5, LA local now. From the Nashville, Houston area.
Somewhere in there.
The greater Tennessee, Texas area. Now, I want to ask you honestly. We're going to go to a song. We're going to come back. But I want to ask you honestly. Did you learn guitar to please ladies early in life?
It was more, it was an afterthought that should have been the first thought, probably.
Because, not that I, not that I am one, but I could picture one swooning over that song that you wrote.
Well, that is the hope that millions of them do.
Will come flocking to Jimmy Nash's music. He does a very sexy California hair now, ladies and gentlemen. Well done. We'll come right back with your ukulele for another tune in a few moments. We are KX93.5. Jimmy Nash is in studio. Stick around for some more. Here are the Treetop Flyers. All right, KX93.5, we're Laguna's only FM. The morning show brought to you by LagunaBeach.com. We will get to your news courtesy of Stu News Laguna here in just a few moments. There was an air evacuation yesterday in Laguna that we'll talk about. But Jimmy Nash in studio. Jimmy Nash's hair is in studio. That's what I just tweeted. None of your body, just your hair.
Well, that'd be impressive.
How long do you think it could go?
I'm quite happy at the length it's at. I mean, it's like what?
Shoulder? I don't know, man. I don't like it yet. I think it's an awkward length, Jimmy.
Because I can't quite put it in the super long ponytail.
Right,
yet,
you can't pony it. It's kind of like I don't know. It's not quite right. It's kind of like Meg Ryan 1997. You want to go like more like Cher or Nicole Kidman. I'm comparing all your hair to women actresses, by the way.
Gosh, it's gonna take me forever to dry it.
And you're thinking like a woman now as well. Jimmy Nash in studio. He has a new EP out. It's called That's What I'm Here For. We just played one live track from it. I discovered something remarkable this morning.
Yes.
You're wearing a wedding ring, which I did not notice until it was mentioned to me that you are wearing a wedding ring. Because I mentioned that all the ladies must be swooning after you. Your manager, Andra, is that how you pronounce it?
Andra.
I'm sorry.
Andra, yeah.
Andra is in studio this morning.
Yes, she is.
You guys are married?
I thought that's just what you do when you come out to California.
You marry your manager.
You know.
Do you want to share the story with us?
Well, it's a long story. I'll share more of the story of the wedding.
Okay.
We just got married in South Florida, where she's from. We actually had a tornado at our wedding.
Oh, my God.
We had it. It was literally about 100 yards from the front window, and everybody's looking. We got just married in a house. We rented a house, and everybody's like, should we be worried?
Yeah.
We were like right by the ocean.
I'd be worried.
And there's a tornado and everybody's just taking pictures and suddenly the look of fear comes over. People are like, wait a minute, should we be?
God.
But it dissipated and we had a monsoon and then the sun came out and everybody went out and partied.
How fun. So you went through every climate possibility during your wedding.
So everybody's like, you just had to one up everybody else's wedding.
Yeah, of course you did.
Like, we're in show business.
I do want to know though, like, you met as a business partnership.
We did.
Yeah. And then you got married.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm missing some parts.
It took us about a week to realize it was more than business. But
really? And did you have to keep it a secret from everybody?
Well, I don't know if we had to, but we did. We just didn't want people to think, they're only working together because of this.
Right.
It did start out business, and
So. Do you think your fans know? And if they don't, they do now.
Yeah, we're debuting many things today on KX93.5.
I am fascinated. Thank you so much for informing me of that, because I would have gone, I would have been in the dark the whole time. I would have never known.
Yes, well, now you know all these songs. She always says, I wrote all these love songs, and it's like she's like, now I have to live up to all these, these
yeah,
songs.
Yeah, because he wrote them all before he met you, for, or a lot of them.
No. No.
Oh, not all of them. I'm talking to Andre, but she's not on the air.
All the ones on the album, no, have all been since we met. Yeah.
Are they all about her?
In whether literally or hyperbolically, in some way, yes.
Political answer. All right, Jimmy Nash in studio. Let's do another live track, if you do not mind. He's on ukulele now. What's this one called?
This is called La Chanson Cour.
Oh my God, is it in French?
Partly. Okay. A little bit. I took my elementary understanding of French and put it into a song.
All right, I'm very excited. Go for it. Nice job, Jimmy Nash on KX93.5. That was indeed a very elementary understanding of the French language.
It was, but it was fun.
I know, I thoroughly enjoyed it, man. That was really good and very impressive you. That you included that in songwriting. Now, I got to ask more questions about Andre before we go. I really got to know. Now, does she like French?
Oh, yes. She loves... I was trying to think how to say that in French, and I forgot.
Oh, oui.
Oui.
The fact that Jimmy could not think of the word for yes in French.
Oui. No, yes, she definitely... we definitely would like to go tour in France.
I had a bunch of questions come up when you were singing the song, and now I can't remember. Oh, how is working with your now wife? Like, how does she balance manager Andra and wife Andra?
It definitely... Either one can spill over into the other, so you do have to look, because there are certain things that as a husband you don't want your wife to be telling you this strictly this way or that way, but then as a manager she has to tell me, hey, this isn't working, this isn't going, so sometimes it is, you have to decide, wait, if she's telling me that as a manager, that's okay. If she's telling me that as my wife, it's a little bossy.
Okay.
But it's fine as a manager.
Yeah, I could see that could provide for some very interesting tiffs. It's very interesting. Can you think of any other historical, like, husband, wife, manager, singer, songwriter duos that are famous?
Chris Christopherson and the lady in the... Well, that was very helpful.
That was a very wife-husband moment.
Chris Cornell married his Lady Gaga, didn't she marry her man?
I don't think Lady Gaga's married.
Who was with the manager?
That would be a totally...
Britney Spears. Okay, so there's a lot of almost.
Again, we're talking to Andra, who's off the air. I could just turn her microphone on, but I didn't do it. Chris Cornell married his man. I didn't know that. Yeah, all right, cool. So it's possible. That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
Well, if you like each other enough to work with each other every day, that's already a big step there. So.
Beautifully said, Jimmy Nash. Yeah. Again, that is Jimmy Nash. His EP now is called That's What I'm Here For. You can see the music at jimmynash.com. Follow him on Facebook, Twitter, all of the above. And we'll see you out in...
We have a new music video.
Oh, new music video. For That's What I'm Here For?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, we'll definitely throw it on the air for you.
There's a dog in it, so people should watch.
Because people like dogs inherently? Yeah. Okay, good. It's called That's What I'm Here For. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you for having
me. You rule. Thanks to CO5 and to Cloverdale for exposing us to you. And we'll see you next time. You got new music and are swinging this way.
All right.
All right. Have a wonderful marriage.
Thank you.
And partnership and musical career. We are KX 93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.